This painting was kindly donated to the Museum and Art Gallery's permanent collection by Kurt Jackson. It was previously displayed in the Museum and Art Gallery's 2010 exhibition of Jackson's work entitled River.
So tell us a bit more about the painting.
It's a mixed media painting on canvas from 2008 entitled Infant Tamer Evening Warbler Song. It forms part of a series of works by Jackson over the past 10 years inspired by the rivers of UK and Europe. In particular, between 2006 and 2008, the River Tamar. Jackson's inspiration came not only from the river itself, via the exploration of its banks, but also from the local stories about the area, from local historians, archaeologists and geologists. In this way, the painting forms a combination of culture, natural history, local legend and instant experience. The work was painted in plein air, in the open, a technique regularly used by Jackson, but also one that echoes historic painters in the southwest of the Newlyn and St Ives schools. The technique allows the artist to stay within the landscape, capturing and responding to the situation and environment.
So, what do you feel is the connection with the Evening Warbler song of the title?
Well, this work was painted mostly in situ in the upper reaches of the river. During that time, in spring, when Jackson was painting it, he commented that he could hear the riverside warblers singing. He saw that it was almost a metaphor for, as he calls it, a time of breeding and birth, which is echoed and reflected in the early stages of the Tamar's long journey ahead. The words Evening Warbler Song are actually inscribed into the painting, into the canvas. The writing and notations on his work acts as a record of the time, but also becomes part of the canvas itself.
How do you see the work fitting into our collections here at the Museum and Art Gallery?
The Museum and Art Gallery aims to collect work representative of the local environs and by local artists, as well as stretching our boundaries to acquire, where possible, works of national and international importance. In this instance, not only is Jackson a local painter based in West Cornwall, but also an artist whose work is really highly regarded across the country. This is the first work on canvas of Jackson's to be represented in the collection, which is great for Plymouth. The painting will certainly be displayed in future exhibitions produced by the Museum and Art Gallery.